Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and in the studio with me today is the host of Money Life and Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, we are just about ready to round out month number one in 2010. And how are you doing on your New Year's resolution?
So are you going to hold me accountable?
Yep, I sure am.
Well, I'm doing...
I expect it back.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
And I am too. I'm very encouraged. I'm ahead on most of my goals. Struggling a little bit in terms of carving out the time. I'm having to discipline myself to actually get up earlier every day to get it all done. But normally, by the time I leave for the office, everything I committed to, I've touched, worked on it to some extent, and I'm moving forward.
Well, today's guest, David Safransky, is going to talk about that correlation between getting in shape physically and how that affects both our financial fitness and even our spiritual fitness.
Well, Dave is a professional financial advisor and works with many people in the NFL. So he has a vested interest in presenting himself as one who is totally in shape and on the ball and on top of this. But it's amazing how interconnected our financial health is to our physical health. And Dave, the scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:19 that do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? You are not your own. So the Lord owns our bodies. And that's where the Holy Spirit resides, and it is a representation of the temple today. And we are to be stewards of our body. And when we're stewards of our body, we're presenting ourselves as one who takes care of what God made and what God has entrusted to our care. And it has so many benefits and ramifications in every area of our life. So our guest today is going to start to draw those connections. How when you have this daily discipline of taking care of the temple of God, you have a financial benefit as well. And David Safransky is going to deliver on how to do both of those.
Chuck, I'm looking forward to our interview with David. But before he comes, give us an update on the very special God Provides Film Learning Experience Tour.
Well, we're taking it on the road. February the 11th, we'll be in Atlanta, and February the 18th in Chattanooga. So a special invitation to all of our listeners. Come out and join us at 7 in the evening. Bring your family. We're going to show two of the films. I'm going to teach. We're going to end on time right at 8:30. There's no charge. And I hope you'll be there. I think it's going to be a huge blessing to you.
Well, you can register online at crown.org/register. In just a moment, David Safransky joins us. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Has the economy pressured you to rethink your career? Does your heart long to take the next step and pursue God's true calling for your life? Whether you're planning for your first job or your last, the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries can help. With Career Direct, you'll analyze four critical areas: your personality, skills, interests, and values. You'll learn more about the real you and develop a plan to grow personally and professionally. You'll learn to see your strengths. And the Career Direct Complete Guidance System is designed from a biblical perspective to help you maximize your career by maximizing your God-given gifts and abilities. Career Direct can be completed in about an hour online. For more, go to CareerDirectOnline.org and try the free personality ID profile. That's CareerDirectOnline.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. My guest today is David Safransky, founder and president of Edgewater Investment Group, and a frequent guest of this program through the years. David, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here, Chuck.
Well, you're normally talking to us about being financially fit. That's what you do. That's what I'm about as well. But today you're going to talk to us about being physically fit. Now, why have you become so passionate about this topic, Dave?
Well, you know, one of the reasons is, and probably the most important, is because fitness has always been a big part of my life. And when I've gone through stressful situations in my life, it's really been not only my love of Christ and my devotion to Christ that has helped me through, but physically being able to work out that stress by beating up a treadmill or lifting a weight or doing something like that has really helped me get through some very tough times.
Well, I totally agree with you that it helps reduce stress, and when we reduce stress, we can perform better. But you have a background in this area. You have a military background that probably established some pretty good habits early on, didn't it?
Well, when you have a drill sergeant yelling at you, it's very easy to establish discipline because you don't have a choice. But the key for me, Chuck, was taking that to the next step when I got out of the military and continuing on with my fitness-motivated life and doing the same things that I was doing when I was in basic training without the drill sergeant yelling over me. But it did really help because it allowed me to push my body farther than I ever thought it could go. Because our body, our mind is telling us to give up, but our body still has a long way before it would give up. So I had the benefit of having somebody push me physically, so I knew my limits.
Well, today, do you have a rigorous workout routine? I mean, tell us what you do to stay fit.
Now, over the years, what I've done is I've developed a routine that works very well for me, and for anybody else out there, it'd probably be a little bit different, but I work out usually 5 or 6 days a week, whether I'm traveling or not traveling, and some days I work out with weights, and the days I'm not working out with weights, I do aerobic exercise like biking or running, and in the winter where I live, it's very hard to run outside, so I do a lot of treadmill work in the winter. So one day I lift, the next day I run on a treadmill, and that's how my workout goes, and then I usually take Sundays off.
David, have you noticed any correlation between being physically fit and being financially fit? Are there some crossover in those two disciplines?
Well, I think there are, Chuck, because when we have discipline in one area of our life, it usually translates to discipline in other areas of our lives. So if we can set our goals and achieve our goals in finances, probably we're going to be pretty good at setting our goals and achieving our goals in fitness. So I think it's a lifestyle of discipline, not just in one area of our life. So it translates very well across those boundaries.
Well, one of the reasons we're talking about this today, David, is that most of the people who made a New Year's resolution, including myself, they were around one of two topics. Predominantly, the number one issue every year is to get in better physical condition. And then the second one is to improve their financial condition. So these things are front brain on people's minds right now. But you're saying there's actually more reasons than just taking care of our body and our finances, that there's a spiritual component to staying fit. How does that tie into your spiritual growth, David?
Well, the way I look at it, Chuck, is that our highest and best use, our destiny, is to be used by God as He sees fit. And many of us spend a lifetime trying to figure out what that is. What does God really want us to do? What am I supposed to do to achieve my goals in Christ? And what I've always said was that if we ask, seek, and knock, like the book of Matthew tells us to do, and yet we're not physically able to answer the call when God delivers on that promise, that if we ask, seek, and knock, He will tell, then we've missed a huge opportunity that God has for us. And if we are physically fit, if we're mentally fit, physically fit, leading as stress-free a life as possible because we're able to have positive and good outlets for our stress, then I think we're better positioned as Christians to answer the call when God gives it to us.
You know, David, there are ways to actually grow spiritually and to maximize the use of this time that you're working out, because I know many people who listen to sermons on their iPod, they memorize scripture while they're working out, or they're praying while they're working out. Those are some of the things that I do to maximize that time. How about you?
Well, one of the things that I do, Chuck, especially when I run, is I listen to Christian music, and what it really does, free my mind up. I get great ideas when I'm running. What it does is it takes my mind away from everything that I was thinking about before I got to the treadmill or if I'm running on the road, and it allows me to focus expressly on whatever it is God wants me to focus on at that time. So for me, not only do I grow spiritually by listening to Christian music and listening to other things that are Christian-oriented, but it really allows me to focus on the things that I think God wants me to have at the forefront of my mind.
Yeah, I'm totally with you there. I think it also helps us to think more clearly once we've reduced stress, once we've invested that time in ourselves and in our bodies. Have you seen that to be one of the benefits for you?
Well, not, it does all those things for me. It allows me to focus. What I call it is clarity of thought. I develop a clarity of thought from working out that I don't realize from any other activity that I do. And I think that is one of the reasons why I love it so much, is because it does. You know, I know that you build up endorphins, and those are good things, and you're taking good care of your body. But the clarity of thought that I get from exercising, I just can't reproduce anywhere else.
Well, that's very, very true. Well, I know that being in shape also affects our career opportunities. Give us some insight on what you've observed from people who make it their goal to stay in shape. How does it impact their career?
Well, I think the biggest area that it would affect is our ability to handle and deal with the stressful situations that come up on a daily basis. And especially now in the job environment that we're in, Chuck, stress is just a normal part of our life. And so if I have an employee who I know can handle stressful situations because they're taking care of themselves, they're probably going to perform at a higher level than employees that aren't doing those things. And so what you'll see is you're going to see better job performance over the long run from those people. You're going to see better decisions from those people over the long run. And so I think it's like the fabric of our lives. When we weave it in there, it's just one more thing to strengthen the fabric of our lives. It's not the end-all, be-all, but it sure does help when we run into tough times.
Well, Dave, when we come back, I want to talk about how staying fit will actually help us to save money. And I'm a big believer that that is one of the great benefits of staying in shape. We're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today, David Safransky, the bottom line on staying fit.
Has your child outgrown a piggy bank but not yet ready for a credit card? Well, there's something in between, a practical tool for anyone that you can use to teach teenagers and college students how to handle money wisely before they face greater financial decisions. It's the Cash Organizer from Crown Financial Ministries. The Cash Organizer is a durable, expanding file that's not much bigger than a checkbook. It's designed to create a convenient way to practice envelope budgeting, the proven way to keep from spending more than you make. With the Cash Organizer, when an envelope is empty, you can't spend any more money until you earn more money. It'll not only help your teenager or college student take control of their cash, but will also develop money management habits that'll prepare them for a lifetime. You can order the Cash Organizer online at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is David Safransky, founder and president of Edgewater Investment Group. And David, you've been giving us motivation and encouragement and admonition to use this year to get fit. And before we left off at the break, you said that there's a direct connection between getting fit and saving money. Give us some insight into that one.
Well, when you think about how your body works, Chuck, it's a very efficient machine. And, you know, if we compared it to a car, which is also an efficient machine but not nearly as complex as our body, think if you bought a car this year and you never changed the oil, you didn't rotate the tires, you really didn't do anything to take care of it, it's not going to run well, and you're going to have expensive repair bills eventually on that. Well, our body works the same way. If we don't do things to take care of it, we're going to get those repair bills, except they're much more serious because we're talking about our health. So when you take care of yourself and you exercise and you eat right and you sleep enough, a lot of people don't even sleep enough. So these things that we should be doing, what happens is you have less sick days. You feel better. You fight colds better. You go to the doctor less. And when you think about going to the doctor, not only do you have to make a copayment, you have to take time away from work. You might have to find somebody to watch your children. So all these costs and benefits that go into exercising or not exercising, really the lion's share of the benefits are on doing something, exercising, even if it's just a little bit, because you haven't been doing anything doing something is better than nothing.
Well, David, I'm going to be really vulnerable here. I've announced to our listeners that this year one of my own New Year's resolutions is to get back into shape. I fell off the wagon in 2009. I mean, it just was a busy year for me. I've typically been a disciplined person and watched what I ate and stayed regular in terms of my workout. But I just completely skipped 2009, and now I'm paying a price for it. What can I do? I want you to coach me today to increase my chances of being successful at getting back into shape this year.
Well, here's what I would encourage you to do, Chuck. First of all, I want you to set some goals that are easily achievable, because success breeds success. So if your goal is to run a marathon by March, I would say you're probably shooting too high right now. So set some easy and achievable goals early on so that you will be achieving some of those, and set some intermediate and long-term goals also. Now, one of the things that I always tell people, and this is one of the things that a New Year's resolution that I made this year, is that I am going to eat less at every meal. Just, I'm not going to starve myself. I don't think that's healthy, but my portion size is going to get a little bit smaller. And I think that's a good idea for everybody, because portion sizes in America have gone up about 35% in the last 15 to 20 years. So we're eating more at every meal. So cut back a little bit on the portion size. And the other thing that I want you to try, and this does take discipline, there's no doubt about it, but after dinner, whatever time you eat dinner, I want you to have one healthy snack before you go to bed, and that's it. And if you can do those things, you will be well on your way to getting back into shape, to doing the things that you need to be doing to have a healthy body, and you should be exercising too, whether it's walking or running or lifting weights. Now, I like to lift weights a little bit and do aerobic exercise, because muscle burns 12 times as many calories as fat does. So you might put on a little weight with muscle, because it weighs a little bit more, but your body is working much more efficiently. Mm. So if you combine a little bit of aerobic and a little bit of weight, you're going to be well on your way to really getting back in shape.
By the way, there are so many people who are listening today and say, okay, those guys can do it, but they don't know my situation. I can hardly move. I'm just become a couch potato. I've got some terrible habits. I have no discipline. I never stick to these programs. I buy equipment. I don't use it. I join a gym and I quit. Talk to those people for me. Talk to the people that we want to encourage to get a little discipline in their life and be successful this year.
Yeah, this is a great time, the beginning of the year, to start something new. And I tell you, hey, don't buy a piece of equipment and don't join a gym. You don't need to do that stuff right away. What you need to do is start with baby steps. And for those people who have done nothing, what I would say is, first of all, just after dinner, get up and go outside and walk for a half an hour or 45 minutes, because if you've done nothing, one thing you want to do is you want to start slow, because you could injure yourself if you start too fast. And so just start off with the simple things. Turn off the television after dinner and go outside and walk for a half an hour, and you will see a difference. Going from nothing to something, I think you're going to see a pretty big difference right away. And even that little bit, you will start to build those endorphins, that chemical in your brain that your brain produces when you exercise. It's a powerful effect. And you'll sleep better, you'll think clearer, you'll be on your way to doing the things that we all want to do, which is, you know, kind of be disciplined about our health. We don't all have to be marathon runners, but we should be taking care of ourselves.
All right, one more question, Dave. Encourage the older adults who need to stay in shape, real quick.
Look, we need these mature adults. The church needs you, because you need to mentor and guide and give. You are the wisdom of the church for the younger people, the younger married couples, the teens, the people that are going through hard times right now, because you've been through it. So God may be calling you to be the wisdom, the eyes and ears on the ground here for a lot of these people. And if you're physically unfit to do it or you're too tired to do it, we're missing out. So it's kind of selfish on my part, because I need your wisdom, but you got to be there to give it to me. And if you're not able to do that because you've just let your health go by the wayside, you're robbing me. And that might be God's calling for you, but you got to be ready to take that call.
Dave Safransky, founder and president of Edgewater Investment Group, thanks for being with us today.
All always a pleasure, Chuck.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll take a break and be right back.
You know, God encourages us to invest, and he says in Ecclesiastes 11:2 to spread out or diversify to lower our risk. And one of the best ways to diversify is mutual funds. That's why Crown Financial Ministries offers the Sound Mind Investing Handbook, a step-by-step guide to managing your money from a biblical perspective written by Austin Pryor. Recently updated to address timely topics, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook is one of the most comprehensive guides available on mutual fund investing. Yet, it's still easy to understand and use. And since this handbook is written from a biblical perspective, it'll teach you how to apply God's financial principles to your investing decisions. So whether you're a beginning investor or one with more experience, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook will help you invest more wisely. To get a copy, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, in this last segment, let's just kind of bring home some of the major points that David covered today in our program.
Well, one of the things I take away personally is if you can have victory being disciplined in one small area of your life, it starts to grow, and you just have to start somewhere. As he said, if you're stuck, get up off the couch, turn off the TV, go outside and walk around the block, and ultimately you'll be able to walk for 30 minutes or an hour, and it'll turn into a habit. So you have to start small, and I love a couple of the insights he gave us. Set a short-term goal. What do you want to do in the short term? And then set up a reward system, something that will encourage you to keep doing it. And then an intermediate goal and a long-term goal. As he said, you can't run a marathon by March. So what are you going to do tomorrow morning that's going to make a difference? I know in my own routine, I've started pretty small. I get up in the morning. I do push-ups and sit-ups and some aerobic exercise in the basement of our house. I'm not going to a club. I want to work up to being back in a club and doing more intense workout, doing more aerobic workout. Eventually, I'd like to run some more and maybe start doing some 5Ks or 10Ks. So I've got some short-term, some intermediate, and some long-term goals. And then I love how he brought in the spiritual aspect of it when he said, ask, seek, and knock. Mm-hmm. Those are all verbs. Those are things that the Lord has said he expects us to do. So ask him to help you in this area of being disciplined with your fitness. Seek his help and encouragement along the way, and knock through prayer and say, Lord, I need your help. I want to be disciplined. I want to get in better shape. I want to have more fitness and enjoy the benefits of being the temple of God that brings glory to you. That's a great motivation, Dave.
It really is. And Chuck, as we wrap up today, we mentioned at the front end of the program about our God Provides Film Learning Experience Tour. And I want to make sure for those who maybe have joined us late about this special opportunity.
You know, if you're listening right now and you're asking yourself, why in the world would I go to see a couple of short films? Well, let me give you a promise. I believe those films will touch your heart. They will open your eyes to some of the principles in God's Word that you can use in your personal relationship with the Lord right now, and in applying these truths to your financial situation, I think they'll make an impact on you, and that's why I'm inviting you to come and join us. Dave, I want you to give them all the details, but you have my personal invitation to come out and join us and experience the blessing of the God Provides Film Learning Experience.
Well, once again, the dates are February 11th in Atlanta and February 18th in Chattanooga. Both events start at 7 and end by 8:30. There's no charge, but we would like to know that you're coming, so go to crown.org/register and sign up there. You'll also find directions and other important information for the event. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, thanks for listening to this edition of Money Life.